This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
We've all gotten used to fees when we travel. Airlines mostly, of course. You pay to check your bags. You pay to get some extra legroom. You pay to eat. That's just the way it is when you fly. But now, just like the airlines, hotels are charging extra for things that once upon a time cost nothing at all. Peter O'Dowd reports now from KJZZ in Phoenix, Arizona.
The Clarendon Hotel is a hip landmark in central Phoenix. If you stay here tonight, you'll pay about $90 for the room. But wait, there's more.
Our fee is $20 per night.
Owner Ben Bethel started charging a hotel service fee in 2008.
And that fee does include internet, parking, international calls, unlimited minibar food and soft drinks.
And a welcoming foot massage. 5 years ago, the recession was raging, and Bethel says he needed the cash. Other hotels were slashing nightly room rates. The service fee allowed the Clarendon to stay competitive.
We saw revenue come in the neighborhood of about $400,000 per year, which really did help us to keep the doors open and keep a lot of people employed.
All across sunshiny Phoenix, resorts and hotels have used fees to boost revenue. Bethel says the key is giving guests value for their extra money. But some resort fees go toward a yoga class that you may never take. Others include the tip for the maid.
It's becoming a near universal practice.
New York University's Bjorn Hansen has been tracking resort fees and hotel surcharges nationally for more than a decade. He says 2013 will be another record, $2.1 billion. Here's a big reason why.
Travelers are so sensitive to room rates, a $2 change will have a dramatic shift in market share.
So hotels leave the room rate alone and charge a fee instead.
It just is the reality. More and more guests are understanding and accept these charges. And frankly, the airline industry has provided cover for the lodging industry.
Hansen says hotels started charging fees before the airlines ever did. It's just that airlines have gotten a lot more flack from passengers repulsed by the thought of paying for every bag of peanuts. Plus, Hansen says airline fees still far outpace the lodging industry.
Come on, swim. You want to swim?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Meanwhile, hotels are grappling with ways to charge extra and keep their customers happy. On a scorching hot day at the Hotel Valley Ho in the Phoenix suburb of Scottsdale, a handful of guests splash around the pool, free of charge. Spokeswoman Kristen Hegley says there is no hotel service fee here.
We really believe in charging guests for what they use, not what they might use.
And the hotel makes a point of telling customers what it doesn't charge for, like newspapers.
Free.
Shine my shoes?
Free.
Parking is free, too, unless you want a valet to park your car in the shaded garage. No charge for internet unless you want an upgrade.
When we can offer something complimentary and it works, we definitely do it.
This matters to guest Sue McMeekin, who lives in San Francisco and travels once a month. She's just fed up with airports and hotels.
And it's kind of deceiving. You get a price for your hotel room, and by the time you check out, it's like a sticker shock. You know, that's just it. It's just the hidden stuff you don't expect.
But at the Valley Ho, she knows exactly what to expect. And that's a big reason she comes back. In Phoenix, I'm Peter O'Dowd for Marketplace.